Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, author of a bunch of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, including my favorite paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's also a film that will take your breath away and change your life. Joel, thanks again for being here. Joel brings us great ideas, folks, things that are coming from the future. They're ideas that are out there over the horizon coming at you. One of them is something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts right now that you've been following, Joel, and that is the potential to don't cure the virus when it gets in you, kill it before it gets there, right? Right, Joel?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, good. What's going on with the spores with the virus is that some people are saying we need a vaccine, and I agree with that. We want to stop it before it gets started, but it's a tricky virus. The second thing is to kill it. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to do that with chemicals, especially chemicals, and old drugs applied in new ways. Mm-hmm. But there's a third way that's becoming very significant very rapidly, and that is using ultraviolet light to destroy the spores. And it does it completely. And it's a, you know, we all know ultraviolet is part of the spectrum that the sun shines on. Mm-hmm. And it burns, gives us a burn. Well, it turns out that there are three versions, ultraviolet A, ultraviolet B, and ultraviolet C. A and B can hurt you. C can't even penetrate the tears on your eyes to get to your eyes. It's that gentle. But when it hits one of the virus spores, it destroys it.
Hmm.
And so we now have a way of simply turning on an ultraviolet light, running your mask underneath it, running water through the thing, running it, putting it in your furnace, and it will knock out those spores, the COVID-19 spores, and make them useless.
So if there's a UV device in front of a business that you're about to walk into or a building, that you could walk through this UVC light,
yep,
and whatever is on you or around you would be killed, but however, it doesn't. If it's inside of you, that's a different story. If you're going to breathe them out, that's a different story. But in terms of maybe droplets, as they call it, having collected on you or whatever, it gets rid of those. It zaps them.
I will give you it's slightly different than that, though. I'm waiting for one big change. Right now, given the power that they're using, if you have a business and you are recycling your air in your business with the UV light,
right,
you will be killing those viruses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in and you just pass through the light, it's too quick,
mm-hmm,
given the intensity of the research. My question is, if you move up the intensity, can you in fact do
what or just ask people to maybe spend more another 3 seconds inside somewhere, you know, inside a little airlock or something. There are water peripherals to water systems in the homes right now.
Yes.
Your water treatment system can have a UV zapper on the end of it, so that the water goes through that and it kills a lot of bacteria.
And our furnace and air conditioner on our house has a UV light that kills all bacteria and will knock out the COVID as well.
Huh.
But the other thing about this that's so important is in an airplane, in a bus, all of a sudden you have a mechanism for purifying that air, knocking that out, and keeping it.
Think about how that would work with transportation, mass transit.
Well, if Delta told me they had UV light filters for making the air safe to breathe, that would make a whole big difference
In terms
of whether I'm going to fly or not.
Well, and no question about it. See, I've been saying for 20 years that an airliner is a petri dish, especially an international flight.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well step into a Petri dish in some lab, some toxic lab or something. And so this could be a game changer. So when is this? What's the word? What's the progress? What's the process on this thing?
Oh, the progress is the research is done. Now this
They're
is
doing
starting
it.
To work on the applications. Yeah.
Right.
So this is not a 5-year thing. This is a 6-month to a year thing to get this started.
Good deal.
And
so
boy,
speaking of water, you've also got an Australian water filter thing coming up. I got about a minute and a half. What do you think?
Yes. Just, you know, we watch for graphene, how it gets used. The Australian University of Southwest team took graphene, treated it right, and ran dirty water through the filters of the graphene, and at hardly more than atmospheric pressure, they were able to strip 99% of the pollutants out of the system in one pass. That's the beginning of clean water around the world.
Talk about changing the filtering paradigm. I mean, like I said, most water filters for homes now have 1, 2, 3 filters that are made of different things. There's a charcoal filter. But if it could be graphene, of course, is graphene at a price now that makes it possible to be competitive with charcoal?
Not yet, but what's coming is it's going to do that ramp down real fast because there's so many good uses for it.
Right.
Somebody's going to just start saying we're just going to put a plant together.
Well, and they've got to also mass produce. I mean, it's got to become scalable in the production, right, so that it can become almost a commodity. Right now, it's not a commodity, is it?
Yep.
Like
charcoal.
And
it'll sell a lot.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. You know, this is one of these deals where there's so many other opportunities if you've got to be the world expert
right.
in graphene.
Give us your website again, Joel.
Joel@joelbarker.com.
That's the email, and joelbarker.com is the website. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some battery news that I think you're going to like. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.